For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump promising to lower prescription drug prices.
We will have tougher negotiation, more competition, and much lower prices at the pharmacy counter.
The president spoke at the Rose Garden, unveiling a long-awaited plan designed to increase competition and provide incentives for pharmaceutical companies to lower their prices. South Korea's foreign minister was visiting the White House Friday. These discussions ahead of President Trump's June 12th summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Afterward, there was a joint news conference with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
If Chairman Kim chooses the right path, there is a future brimming with peace and prosperity for the North Korean people. America's track record of support for the Korean people is second to none.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough, because I have my pillow, and I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows. 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
People living on the southern coast of Hawaii's Big Island are on notice that a more violent period in the current eruption of Kilauea volcano could be coming.
We had a very robust steam plume coming out of the vent, punctuated by at least 2 small ash explosions that sent quantities of reddish wall rock billowing up into the atmosphere a few thousand feet.
Tina Neal of the Hawaii Volcano Observatory. Lava flows have been slowing. That might appear to be a good sign, but experts say it could also mean another explosion is coming, one that could hurl huge rocks for miles. A fast-spreading wildfire is burning in north-central Arizona. It's already destroyed 2 homes just south of Chino Valley and threatens hundreds more. Forestry spokeswoman Tiffany Davila.
The fire was running through heavy brush, thick vegetation, the grasses, the dry brush, all of that just overgrown and dry in that area because of the lack of moisture that we've had over the winter and the spring.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congress tells the White House it needs to wrap up work on a negotiated trade deal soon, or all its work would have been for nothing. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says Congress needs to get notice of a NAFTA deal soon, saying the Trump administration has until May 17th to submit a notice of a deal on a renegotiated North American Free Trade Agreement if lawmakers are to vote on it before a new Congress is sworn in. That's because under the fast-track negotiating law, there are notification periods before the president could sign a new deal and before Congress could begin considering it. Officials from Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. have been meeting in Washington this week to try to work out a revised deal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon released results of the long-awaited investigation of the deaths of 4 American soldiers in Niger. John Clemens has that report.
Among the findings in the 6,000-page report included the men had not been fully trained and that the mission conducted near the Mali-Niger border had not been approved by the proper military authorities. General Thomas Waldhauser says, as a result of the report, changes have been made for all U.S. troops operating in Western Africa.
Yeah, I will ensure the lessons learned are communicated to all levels within AFRICOM, as well as within the component commands, and integrate these changes into our daily operational activities.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.